Beautiful one. Welcome to the super full moon for February. The magnetic energy of the moon is closest it'll be all year to Earth. It's a powerful boost that we have available to propel healing and transformation. What do you need right now? Where's the uplifting, shifting, aligning transformation that you need? This February full moon, when it's the closest and the super strongest magnetic full moon of the year, I want to invite you to enhance your practice or your ritual for the miraculous transformation and healing to come in. I'm going to share with you at the end, we're going to talk about what's the energetic tone, what's the energy that's surrounding us right now. And most importantly, how can you use this to synchronize and align with your own nature? To write it right, pen to paper, antenna to God, to release, liberate, and transform with the miraculous power of the full moon ritual. The full moon ritual is about a spiritual practice that is an invitation that you have every single month to bring the light to any area that's dark, hidden, heavy, that needs to be dissolved in the light. This is important to honor our very essential nature, the essence of ourselves, the element of ourselves. So in this moment, I want you to look around, scan wherever you're at, and reach out and touch something that's the closest to you that represents nature, that represents something of the elements that's natural, that's of the natural world. Now, what are you touching? What are you reaching out? Did you touch you? That's the closest to nature, to the natural world. As we've come into a time in our world where connectivity is greater than it's ever been, we are also losing the connection to our natural self within the nature of life. This is what's beautiful with the power of the full moon and the new moon rituals. It synchronizes us and aligns us back to the natural, magnetic, boosting, energetic stance, posture, connection that we can have during a natural aligning time in nature. It's our reminder. It's our reflector back to the nature of ourselves. And we can use it, especially right now, with this being the strongest magnetic super full moon of 2019. So there's some powerful deep energy that you can use this for in order to connect in deeper to the transformations that want to come through for you. Think of this similar to Marie Kondo's Tidying Up book or Netflix special, where she begins with honoring the home and the energetics of items that are placed within the home and the space in which it holds life, the dwelling, that life energies within that home. This is what we have with our body. This is what we have with the bodies of our lives, the many homes we live in, the physical body, the actual home that we live in that gives us shelter, the home that we live in the relationships of our lives. And in the idea of doing a true radical tidying up, it's really declutterizing that which doesn't bring us alive, spark the joy. This is what the full moon offers. It's a time to declutter. And what's up for us right now on an individual and collective level, we'll start with, is the focus for February, which is what I'd like to invite you to really unpack so that when you make space by dissolving and decluttering and doing the spiritual housekeeping, it allows those essences, those aspects of life that light us up, spark the joy, to have room to shine. So I want you to make space right now for that in your life. This is what's so miraculous about the full moon. And especially this one being, it's a super full moon. It's about deep, powerful releasing. So the focus for this February full moon, number one, it's about releasing ourselves into our own renewal. So what's up for all of us? It's about the unresolved, trapped energy that inwardly and outwardly has threads of trauma, pain, suffering, or stuck energy. We can see it bubbling up. Deeply held trauma and pain and stuck energy is moving now. It is asking for the ease of release. And as we turn on this shift, we invite the renewal that's ready. So what are we releasing? We're releasing that which has entrapped us, overwhelmed us, paralyzed us, caused constriction, suffering, betrayal, that ultimately has disconnected us from our own true essence, that led us to make choices or act or be in a way that we have self-betrayed. The remnants of self-betrayal can be soul-crushing. So in your full moon ritual and releasing into your own renewal, making space, letting go, releasing, give yourself permission to not try to be spiritually correct when you write down your threads of trauma, pain, suffering, stuck energy that has been bubbling up, that's ready for release. This is not about reliving it. It's about giving yourself permission to feel so that you may heal. It's about accessing more of your own embodiment, more of the nature of yourself. So the second focus is about getting unstuck, integrating and uplifting your own expansion. Energy that's been trapped for long periods of time, even through generations of time, that get passed on or even pressed upon us right now are loosening up. We can see it all around us. The constriction is allowing a new integrating of uplifting energy expansion. I want you to think about it in a singular form of yourself individually, and then in the collective form, the evidence in the worldly affairs. During the full moon, though, look to your own life and use this practice and this ritual to honor the energy that desires to be unstuck. It's in the release of the energy that we open up the inspiration and integration that's ready to come through, that's ready for a new realm of uplifting expansion. Okay, so the third focus is completing cycles. This full moon, this super full moon, and all that's been happening in this past year and a half, it's been about a profound, deeply transformative, bubbling up to the surface, long-held trauma, pain, suffering, completion of a cycle. And the moon is one of the most powerful natural keepers of cycles and completion. And this full super moon is extremely energy boosting for the completing of a cycle that has felt long held and entrapping. So giving yourself the honor of completing and letting go frees up and liberates tremendous energy. I want you to think about it as if it's like been spring loaded, because literally this is what we're going to be springing forth. There's an unseen supercharging energy that activates in the releasing of a cycle that is at its end. A powerful momentum that is new and deeply transformative is shifting right now. I invite you to connect to complete. Let yourself name and claim your release for renewal. Surge with the supercharged energy expansion that is here. Connect, write it right, pen to paper, antenna to God with the sacred act of intention to bring to the light that which is ready to emerge and transform for your life. I have spent the last year and a half understanding down to the core essence that the human condition that has caused tremendous pain and suffering is all about the perpetual traumas that have become embedded in our own biology, psychic, emotional bodies, and it's up now for a complete shift in paradigms. The energy is shifting. This is why we're seeing coming to the surface the pain and suffering of trauma. Trauma that's been done to each other, trauma that has been done either in life events, and how do we allow and hold space to heal and to transform into our God-given divine grace? And what if I told you right now that whatever is a source of pain, suffering, stuck energy, that most likely you will find the threads of trauma somewhere weaved into it, and it's not your fault. And maybe it's not the fault of that person or that situation either. That it's been a repeating cycle of unconscious trauma that has been perpetuating itself. And you can begin to heal however your body, your emotions, your mind, your life has absorbed it. You can begin to heal and transform it right now so that you can bring about the new order in how you relate to your relationships, to people, to the value of your life, to the exchange of energy that even relates to prosperity and abundance and you thriving, and rewrite the internal pathways that are inside of you that are divine and ready to spark the joy of you. You are worthy of your dreams. You are worthy to expand in your life. You are worthy to have your heart smile. Connection is everything. Connect to the renewal in the cycle that is here for you now. And let it begin to use this super full moon to illuminate, to dissolve, to bring to the light any and all heavy conditions, traumas, sufferings, grievances, resentments, stuck energy that's ready to shift, move, and shape something new for you. In this ritual, be intentional to connect to the elements, to the nature, saging the air element, smudging the area, or the bells, or a tuning fork, which is the sound and the vibration, whatever you're using to purify the area when you start your ritual. and use pen to paper and have a fire and the element of transformation. Connect to your body. Put your hand over your heart. Place your palms out when you surrender. Use your spoken word to say out loud, I release, I relinquish, be gone. Do everything within your sacred ritual to be intentional. You don't have to do a lot, but just to be touching upon the very elements and nature of yourself and integrating back to the strongest, most powerful connection, which is the soul of you, that is here to live a soul-inspired life, a soul-inspired life that's alive and vibrant and radiant with all that brings you joy, all that sparks your joy. So allow space, clear the clutter, let it dissolve into the light so that you, my beautiful, radiant one, can shine like the beautiful soul that you are in a soul-inspired, radiant life. And if you would like to use some journal prompts or some questions on how you can best use the full moon, especially during the super full moon, I encourage you to use the journal prompts in the inspiration collection of Nourishing Worthiness. The journal prompts that are included in that inspiration collection allow you to unravel and unwind entanglements, energetic entanglements that have weighed you down, that you have displaced your power, as well as how to integrate the elements of our very nature into remembering, connecting back to our worthiness. It all starts there. It's an act of continuously acknowledging, nourishing it, like as if you're watering it. It's a practice, nourishing your worthiness. And even starting with when you begin your full moon ritual, which is how I open up and use a lot in the Nourishing Worthiness collection, is I am here. The minute you start to say that I am here, take a deep breath, put your hand over your heart. It begins to pull in your presence. It begins to call back any parts of you that have become disassociated, disconnected, or fragmented from life experiences, trauma, betrayals, hurts, grievances. It's a practice that I have been incorporating into my life regularly in the last year and a half, is simply putting my hand over my heart, even saying it silently to myself, I'm here. Those three words, I am here, is a powerful act to become more integrated, embodied, and present time consciousness. I am here. It's a very important three words, especially which most of us have when there's been some form of traumatic events that have caused some level of disconnection or disassociation that can scatter our energy, our attention, our power, displace it somewhere else. So on this full moon, it's really about calling ourselves back. It's about dissolving what has been layered upon us or embedded in us that doesn't belong to us anymore, or that has fragmented our power or needs a shift. And we can begin by opening up the ceremony, the ritual, by just saying, I'm here, and really allowing ourselves to be present to what we need to release, present to what we want to let go of, present to ourselves. So in this gift of this powerful, super full moon, give the gift of presence to yourself just by beginning and saying, I am here. And then allow yourself to feel and heal and let it go so that you may shine, my beautiful one. Namaste.